We're broadcasting from the Middle Tennessee Electric Studios. Visit MTE.com. Middle Tennessee Electric. Serving to make life better since 1936.
This is WGNS Action Line. Now your host, Scott Walker.
This morning we'll be talking about the St. Clair Street Senior Center. And today our guest in studio, we have Laura Grissom and also Lois Mayer. How are both of y'all doing this morning?
It's National Coffee Day, so we're kind of excited about all the coffee we're going to drink today.
That's a good idea. It's healthy as well.
Very much so.
I didn't even realize it was National Coffee Day.
It is.
I should be celebrating that right now. What all do you guys do at St. Clair Street Senior Center?
Lois and I are over the health and wellness aspect of St. Clair. So we do fitness classes. We take care of all the other instructors who offer fitness classes there. We bring in healthcare professionals to do educational presentations. We do support groups. We just have lots of different things. Anything to do with health and wellness, that is what we're a part of.
Food. How to cook healthy food and
yes.
Where you can eat healthy food in Murfreesboro and the surrounding areas.
Yeah.
Food always sounds good.
Food always sounds
important.
Good.
That almost as important as coffee.
That's true.
You know, seniors today, they don't look like seniors that I remember when I was younger. I mean, the senior population has changed greatly and they're living a lot longer.
Most definitely. Yes, we noticed that at St. Clair. I've been there 13 years and just in that time span, things have changed. You do see, we still of course have our older seniors in their 80s and 90s, but even they just live differently. You know, they're still involved in fitness classes and still wanting to educate themselves on how to live a more healthy, fulfilling life. They're getting out there and being involved in community, whether it be in something like a support group for widowers, or just coming in to be a part of our seniors acting up. I mean, they're just much more out in the society than they used to be, I feel like.
It seems like involvement is the key to staying younger.
That's true. That is a big part of staying healthy and active is having connections with family, for friends. There is a lot of connection happening at St. Clair. We have a little coffee area where there's generally three or four people sitting, chatting, as well as sitting areas where they're talking about what they're going to be doing, what classes they're doing, taking a break between classes. Lots of folks will take two or three exercise classes a day and then fit in the other health and wellness classes in between them.
Those overachievers.
Overachievers.
We have a lot.
And we have to tell them not to do too much because one of the things you learn as you get older is your body needs more recovery time after you do exercises. So we've actually talked people out of taking too many classes to allow their muscles and their body to recover so that they can participate more fully in classes.
While I know the senior age group is a pretty broad age group, what is the average age that you see people when they first start to come in?
Average age, so at St. Clair, you just have to be 60 or over. That's the beginning age. Or if you're married to somebody who is 60, you can be whatever age. But I would say our average age of new folks coming in is probably early 70s, maybe.
And 70 is like the new 45 or 50, it seems like.
It does.
What are the most popular exercise classes that you have?
Oh, my. Well, we have Zumba, which is four times a week, so you can take it twice a week usually. We have morning and an afternoon class, and that's a pretty popular class, is Zumba. We also have a very beginning class for anybody who has not exercised in some time, or maybe their health is not as good as it used to be, so they need to start at a beginning level called Go for Life. And that's a class I actually teach, which has become a really, really big class. And I just want to shout out to my group. Hello, everyone. You're fabulous. And for all my Go for Life people. And then we have
yoga. Yoga's real popular.
Yes,
both
yes.
Cheer yoga and regular yoga. Balance classes.
Do you see some people who, when they first start at St. Clair, maybe they have a set goal? You know, I want to get to this weight, or I want to be able to do, you know, fill in the blank. Do you have a lot of people who come with preset goals?
I don't know. I mean, they may be thinking about that. They don't come out and say that so much to us, but I think really their goal is to not decline physically. Yeah. I think that is probably the biggest goal of a lot of our folks, is they just want to be able to continue to, like we said earlier, live a fulfilling life.
And feel better.
Yes, most definitely.
Are you seeing people who are retiring earlier coming in, or are they retiring later in life right now?
I think some of both, honestly. Mm-hmm. We've got some younger seniors there who have retired. And they're very, very active. And then we also have some people who are later in life and they're just retiring. And you know, we all know about the, so many people are taking care of their grandkids or doing things like that. It keeps them from being able to be more active at a senior center. But we do have those folks too who are coming in and they finally are able to do what they want to do.
Hey, and that's kind of like that age bracket where you're supposed to really be able to do what you want to do, I guess. Do you have some seniors who are still so active that they're traveling, you know, cross country, maybe even to other countries, but they're still traveling a lot?
The St. Clair actually offers many, many trips. So there'll be anything from a local festival or going out to lunch or to the plays, but they work with travel agencies and they go international.
Oh, wow. Mm-hmm. So what are some of the more fun trips that a lot of people take? Is there one that
stands
out?
They're in Gatlinburg now.
Yeah, but I think they just went to Gatlinburg for, you know, starting the whole fall foliage thing. But we have had everything from, I know my dream trip was they went to Italy. Or they're going to Italy.
I think they're going to Italy. They went to Iceland,
year.
I think.
Yes.
Yeah, so. Sounds a little chilly.
But Italy, they've gone there. They're getting ready to go there, rather. And they've just gone to Ireland and
Costa Rica, I think, is coming up.
Yeah, just all over.
That's really cool.
That's amazing.
And they stay in the States, too. They went to Mackinac Island. They've gone to D.C. Mm-hmm. But there's a lot of opportunity to travel.
And how much time do they have, you know, before those trips take place? I mean, do you guys prepare those 6 months out or how far out?
Some more than that, usually, I think in our book for travel, a lot of them are in 2026. So.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, you have to plan pretty far ahead.
Yeah, especially for Italy, I guess.
Yes.
And you haven't been yet, so need to go next time.
I really want to go. I do.
Does somebody from St. Clair go on some of those trips with them when they go to other places?
Every trip.
Even overseas, they travel as well. How do you get picked to do that?
Well, unfortunately, it's not staff. They call them escorts, and so they go through training. If you want to be an escort for the trips there, you go through training with St. Clair, and then you are kind of just the overseer of the group, you know, making sure nobody gets left behind and those sorts of things.
Are they seniors as well?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
They too are taking part in all the fun, sounds like.
Sounds like a good gig, doesn't it?
It does. I need to get that. Now, I understand you guys also have classes like karate even.
Oh, yeah. We have Eli Smith has been there for many years and he's been teaching Tai Chi for years. He does beginning Tai Chi, intermediate Tai Chi, chair Tai Chi, and he even has a class on Saturday that is open for all levels. But then he decided he wanted to start karate as well. He has a karate class twice a week as well.
That's got to be interesting. Have you heard any end results of people who had to use karate self-defense or anything like that?
Not that we've heard
Not
of.
Not that we know.
Not yet, right?
Not yet.
Hopefully that doesn't happen.
Yes.
To be a part of St. Clair, if you're a senior, do you literally just stop by? Do you need to call ahead? What do you do?
Just stop by. There's a little bit of paperwork that you fill out, then you get a little scan card, and every time you come in you scan that card, and we keep track of everything that you do there at St. Clair. Of course, we're a part of the city of Murfreesboro under the Parks and Recreation umbrella.
I know in years past we've heard a lot of things about the different dances and dance parties and all of that they've done at St. Clair. Is that still real popular?
Oh, definitely. There's a different section of St. Clair that runs that. But they have a good time. They play bingo, they have the dances, they have parties. They'll be having a Halloween party on Halloween in the afternoon.
Mm-hmm. What made y'all want to go this direction to work with seniors?
Well, I've always loved seniors from the time I was a child. I hung around with my mom's Sunday school class, which was all older ladies, and I just have always loved them. I think they're full of wisdom, and they're funny, and they're just a great population to work with.
What about you?
I agree with Laura. They are a great population to work with. They are very funny people. I actually worked in the medical profession for a long time, and they by far were my favorite group to work with. They really put forth a lot of effort to feel better and to stay active because they know what happens if they don't.
What are some of the biggest changes you've seen in the senior population over the last 10 or 15 years?
Wow. Well, like we said at the beginning, just wanting to be active, I feel like seniors years ago, and a lot of it was they were just too busy at home. They just had too many things to do. Now we have so many things in technology that do things for us that we're not as busy at home. And they just want to be out with their friends. They want to have support. Again, support groups are really a big deal at St. Clair. There are so many life transitions, and as we get older, you go through many of them. You lose a spouse, maybe, or you move out of your home. Just some really major things that happen in life. And while it used to be just your family that would come around you and support you, people don't necessarily have that anymore. We all don't live near our family, so they kind of have to find a different family.
Yeah, and it seems like there's been a huge change in the population makeup of Rutherford County over the last, you know, really 30 years or so.
I agree. Yeah, it's we have a lot of seniors here, and you know, I wish we had more that could help our seniors, quite honestly. St. Clair is a fantastic facility, but we're the only one in town.
That's
and
true.
We're full a lot. I mean, our classes fill up. We need more help for our seniors in housing and in lots of different areas.
How do you go about volunteering to be a helper of some sort at St. Clair?
You contact one of our coworkers, Caroline, and she has some paperwork for you to fill out. But it's pretty easy to be a volunteer, either within the St. Clair community or someone from Murfreesboro who wants to volunteer at the center and work with the seniors.
And are you looking for someone who is a senior citizen as well, or do you want to find someone a little younger?
We have both. Mm-hmm. We encourage the younger people to participate and learn from our seniors. They always have an opinion on something, and you can learn a lot from their life experience.
I can imagine. You've got such a variety of people there, but you also have a variety of age groups within the senior population there.
Definitely. I mean, we have people who are our age. You know, Lois and I have hit that grand 60.
No.
Lois is hitting in a couple of weeks. I'm sorry. I put her way ahead of time. But there are people like us who are there. And then we've got people again and up into their well into their 90s, and they're still active. And it's so inspiring to see that.
When you see people who are in their mid-90s out there, maybe dancing or doing whatever class it is, are they keeping up with those who are younger seniors?
Sometimes. Yeah, I mean, it depends on both of those, the younger and the older. Of course, we have younger seniors who are not in good health or who are not able to do certain things. So it's very individualized.
And have you seen those who have started there at St. Clair and maybe when they started, maybe they're going through depression or something along those lines, but they were able to feel better overall, you know, within a fairly short period of time?
Oh, absolutely. Definitely. And it's the connection, it's the socialization that happens, as well as moving, because movement is medicine and your body is designed to move, and it feels better and helps your brain work better if you're moving around and talking with people.
I can imagine. And then, you know, you hear those stories about some seniors who go back to college, they get a degree, mm-hmm. or maybe they want to run a marathon or a half marathon, and that's one of the things that they strive for. Mm-hmm. Do you see a lot of folks who are that active?
We have really active people. I mean, again, Lois was talking about trips. It's just amazing how again, our trips fill up very quickly. We have sign-up dates for trips every 2 months. People are at the center. We open at 6 a.m. We actually have people at the center at 4:30 in the morning waiting to get in on these trips. They are serious about doing what they do. And it is even the same sometimes for our classes. People will be there early to get into a class because it is that important to them.
When you sign up for one of those trips, do you pay a deposit up front and then pay the remainder?
Yes.
A couple months down the road?
Yes. Yeah. A lot of them have payment plans that you do.
That's one of the reasons why you schedule them out so early.
Yeah.
That's got to make it a whole lot easier.
Definitely.
Then.
Give you a chance to put some of that money aside instead of having to do it one big chunk.
Do some people still have to get their passport if it's an overseas trip and they're working on that still?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I think, you know, the real ID and then the passport is something that our seniors we've had people there to help you, and yeah, definitely have to get that passport.
I don't know about y'all, but growing up, to me, a senior was somebody who retired and then they stayed home all day, and that's about where the story ended, it seemed like. You really don't see that anymore. I mean, you really literally see people who are seniors who are making the very best out of life. They're enjoying this age that they're at right now, probably the most they've ever enjoyed life, at least in a lot of cases. Is that what y'all see?
That's what we see at St. Clair, yeah.
Are there some seniors who you're, you know, ever amazed by that are doing
every day? All the time. Yes, most definitely. It is, again, inspiring. It's amazing. It does my heart good. We have people there who are going through some really tough times in life. Again, it can just be life transitions, or it can be health issues, or it can be so many things. And they just keep going. You know, they just go. They go, they go, they go, and they don't give up. And that should be an example for all of us.
I know you mentioned you've got some who watch their grandkids or great-grandkids a lot, but I guess you've got a lot of seniors who move to this area because they retire, but they move here for that family. They move here for the grandkids or the great-grandkids. Yeah. Are some of them kind of establishing a relationship that they never had before because of that move?
Oh, definitely. Yeah. As a matter of fact, we have a class coming up in November about moving in with your adult children. I mean, that is such a big thing now. There are so many people who are moving to this area, or, you know, who already live here, but for one reason or another decide to move in with their kids, or maybe their kids are moving in with them. And so we actually have a couple who have gone through all of that, who they're going to be doing a presentation on what kind of expectations you need to have if that's something you're thinking about doing, which I think is amazing. Again, our seniors coming through, it's not just us, the staff that comes up with these classes. Sometimes our seniors will come to us and say, hey, I think this is something that our folks need to hear about. And they will be the ones to either get it started or may even teach the class.
That's a great idea, because I'm sure, well, first of all, you got, because Murfreesboro, Rutherford County is such a melting pot of a population. I mean, we have people from all over the world living here now. But I'm sure some of them move here, like you were saying, grandkids for great-grandkids, but they don't really have a boundary set yet. They don't really have an idea of what I should and shouldn't do yet.
Yeah. Yeah, it's not the same as it was when your kids were little, that's for sure.
I'm sure. What are some of those hurdles that they have to cross that maybe some of them need help with trying to figure out?
Well, there's always a financial thing. When you retire, and Lord knows the economy is not great, everything's so expensive now. Housing is such an issue for our seniors. I mean, there are just not a lot of affordable houses in this area, and I guess throughout the country, but finances are a thing. And then again, their health may be something they need to have somebody around them on a regular basis. So there are lots of different things like that might make somebody decide or be thinking about moving in with their kids.
Price-wise, it seems like right now is the hardest time ever, or it would be the hardest time ever to retire, just based on prices of homes, for example. Like you mentioned, you know, I never would imagine some of the prices that I've seen today on houses in Rutherford County.
Yeah, and groceries, if anybody shops, we all know it's just unbelievable. Every time I go to the store, I say, I cannot believe things are this expensive.
I mean, you're right. I remember I made the mistake of going with my wife to the grocery store once, and then I saw the reality of how expensive groceries are, and it's crazy how much everything is today.
It is, and just imagine trying to do that on Social Security or, you know, some little bit of money that you had been able to put away. It's tough.
It is, and I'm sure, of course, you know, nobody, I guess, has an average. Okay, the average earner here is X amount of dollars or what category. It's all over the ballpark. I guess part of that depends on, do you have a spouse, and do you have a spouse who's still working? And those are things you got to figure into the picture. Do you have a lot of classes on finances?
There are quite a few that come through. We just had one on scams. I guess it was last week. And several financial agencies come in and have coffee and chat. So there's plenty of opportunity to get those questions answered.
And scams are another big thing. It seems like, again, there's more than ever of those, too.
And they're so good at what they do, these people who are doing these scams. It is, and they've really gotten into using fear, which, I mean, I guess they've done a lot. But, you know, there's one out now that they will tell people, I have kidnapped your loved one, and, you know, you're to give me this money and this and that. And just horrible.
Yeah.
Just horrible things that people are doing. And they play on fear.
And sadly, they can head to social media and gather all kinds of information on a daughter, son, grandchild, whatever the case is. But it's very easy to get information these days.
It is.
And I'm guessing that a lot of the senior population, a lot of them don't realize that once they retire, how easy it is to gather information about their family.
Yeah, because that's foreign to, I mean, even again, for me, you know, I wasn't raised on computers and that sort of thing. And then the generation or two ahead of me, it is still very, very strange to them. And it just doesn't seem real, I guess, sometimes.
Yeah, I can imagine. And I know you've had classes before also on just getting familiar with a smart device, a cell phone today. And, and that's something else that I guess a lot of them can use a lot of help with.
Oh, definitely. I have trouble on my phone, but we do have someone coming in on a regular basis.
Are there some things that kind of unite seniors together? I mean, are there different classes, different events or groups that do bring people closer together to where it's almost like a support group?
I think a lot of the fitness classes, over time, they build a good rapport and they keep up with each other, check on each other if they're not in class.
Definitely.
So with those types of groups, how do you go about leading those? Because in some cases, I mean, you're almost a, I don't know, psychologist or a counselor in bringing people together and helping to solve problems, because a lot of things like we see in life are much bigger than just the exercise class. You know, there's a bigger role there that people are playing.
And I think that's where, which Lois and I both said, we just love this population. It's almost like a calling to work with seniors, because you have to care for them. You have to want to make a difference in their lives. And I know both of us teach fitness classes, and we don't just teach and then walk out the door. You know, I have relationships with a lot of these people, and I know Lois does too. And we care about them. We know when they're going through different issues, because they do build a relationship with us and one another and tell us the things that are going on in their lives. And, you know, we pray for them, or we talk with them, we check on them, those kinds of things, because they are important to us. It's not just our job. We do care about them greatly.
How often are seniors going back to work or taking a second job in order to make ends meet? Is that a fairly common trend?
I don't know if it's common, but quite a few people have some sort of a part-time job, and some of it is just to get out of the house, and some of it is to help with expenses or take a trip. You know, fun expenses, not just daily expenses.
So it's all over the map, I guess.
All over the map.
What do you see seniors enjoying the most once they do retire? I mean, like, let's say at age 70, is there one thing that you're seeing that is a common trend that a lot of them seem to enjoy more so than other things?
They can do whatever they want, whenever they want.
Yeah, and when we hear that a lot, we'll plan something in the morning, and they're like, I'm not getting up that early. I had to get up my whole life. Which, that was a big surprise to me. I always thought older people all got up at the crack of dawn, but they do not. But they love to travel. I think that's a big one. And it's been really, really, really fun to see how many of them, for the first time, get into fitness. You know, maybe they were too busy. They had desk jobs. They had, you know, whatever else going on. We had one of our instructors did a squat contest recently, and we had several seniors participate in that. And there's no way I could squat as long as the winner did.
So you try to make everything fun, obviously.
Yeah, we try to have a good time. Now, we do have a good time.
Is there a cost associated with any of these, like exercise classes or karate or yoga or any of those things?
Most of the classes are free. There is a nominal charge for some of the classes, like karate and tai chi and yoga, but it's
very, very small, like $10 a month, maybe.
For those who have never been to the St. Clair Street Senior Center, I'm sure starting anything new can be a little intimidating, but what is it like when you get there? I mean, what is that environment like? Where do you go when you get there? What do you need to do?
Walk through the front door. There are plenty of people at the front desk area, either workers or seniors sitting around chatting. You will not be a stranger for long.
Nope.
Once you just walk in the door.
Our people are friendly.
And they're happy to take you on a tour. It's a rather large facility, and so a tour is a good idea so that you can meet people who are in the puzzle room or playing pool, get to know that there is people around all the time.
And I'm sure for those who have driven by there but never been inside or anything, they may be curious as to what it is, because you don't really know just by driving by.
No, definitely not. No. And I know we have heard many times when people come in, especially professionals, because we do have so many relationships with different folks in the community, with, you know, whether it be assisted living people or mental health facilities, that kind of thing, that come in and we give them a tour and they're just blown away, because people expect to come through the door and see everybody on a walker or just sitting around with a blanket around them. And while, yes, we have people on walkers, that's great, but we also have people running around. I mean, it's
literally.
Yeah, I mean, we just have all different levels of and ages of seniors, activity levels and that sort of thing. So you can expect to see what you are expecting as well as what you would never expect.
I know we've had a lot of conversations with directors of nursing homes, assisted living facilities here in Rutherford County. It does seem like a total difference compared to 30 years ago as far as what these places are like. And I can imagine an activity center being the same way. I mean, it's a totally different change compared to even 20 years ago.
I agree, totally. It is. When I went there for the first time, which I didn't even know what a senior center was, really, quite honestly, when I went there to apply for the job, I was, again, blown away by all the activities, all the different things that you are able to fill your days with. And we're there, we're open 7 days a week. There are so many opportunities. You like art classes, we have that. We talked about dances. Lois talked about the puzzle room and the pool room. And we just have so many different things that you're able to do there that you can find something no matter who you are.
Now, you also mentioned you do some shorter trips. So do you do day trips as well?
Yes. So Lisa and Althea are our staff who are over our trips, and they do an amazing job. We have some great drivers as well. They do everything from, they may go to have lunch at a restaurant in a small town that you've never heard of, or they may take in a play at TPAC, or lots of different things that they do, yes, just for the day.
And those are obviously cheaper than doing a trip to Italy or something like that. But you probably have a lot more people that do those types of trips.
The trips fill up fast.
And what are some of the different events that are coming up or maybe new to people?
So glad you asked about it. This has been our focus for several months now, is the Health Expo. And that's an opportunity for seniors to receive free medical screenings or services. We have over 70 different medical practitioners coming, and it's totally free. There will be all kinds of freebie goodies and door prizes, as well as vision, health screens, balance screens. We have physical therapists, sound therapists, reflexologists, acupuncturists, chair massage,
cognitive screenings, podiatrist is going to be there. You covered from head to toe, and it's this Thursday from 8 to 12.
This Thursday, this week, 8 to 12. Mm-hmm. That's one of those free events, I guess.
Yeah, it's our biggest event. This is what Lois and I work on almost the whole year. After we're done with this in October, we'll let ourselves rest for a month or two, and then we start on it again, because we are out in the community trying to bring in what we feel like is best for seniors, too, because they can come in that morning and see, you know, a bunch of different healthcare professionals that can either say, like, there'll be a dermatologist there, and she may look them over and say, this is something you need to get checked out. Or she can say, this is nothing, not a big deal, don't worry about it. That's what we're doing this for, is to give them the opportunity to check on things and to get some things off their list that they need to have done, and maybe get a chair massage at the same time.
That's right. So Laura and I really like to offer options, a lot of medical options, a lot of different viewpoints. Just because you have a certain diagnosis doesn't mean that there's one, only one way to treat it. So we bring in lots of different types of practitioners so people can get alternative options for their health care.
And y'all have been doing this long enough to see where someone comes in for one of those health screenings and it leads to maybe life-altering changes or a diagnosis that somebody is able to get help with early as opposed to finding out much later, much too late.
Definitely. I mean, they're coming in. They may come in just to get a chair massage, but they stop by and see the dermatologist, or they stop by and get a cognitive screening. Or we're going to have, four different mental health organizations there. So if you're dealing with anxiety, depression, you know, come on in and meet these folks and talk to them and maybe make a connection there. That can definitely be life-altering. So yes, we have seen that in the past, and I'm sure we will continue to.
Right. And physically, if you fall or you're afraid you're going to fall, we have 4 or 5 different physical therapist offices coming in to assess your strength, to assess your balance, because people want to stay active. They want to be healthy and be with their friends and their family.
I know you mentioned balance type classes or classes that help you with your balance. Is that one of the bigger things that you see people have the most trouble with?
That's one of the things they're very concerned about, the potential for fall or fear of falling again.
Mm-hmm. And so what would be some good recommendations of types of classes to take in order to improve that balance?
Really, any of our exercise classes will help with balance, whether it's sitting in a chair and getting stronger, or the higher, more complicated things like Zumba or Refit.
Mm-hmm.
And there's everything in between. So we've got you covered as long as you come and participate.
And come regularly. Yeah, you can't come once a month and think you're going to get better.
It's not a one-shot deal. No. Keep working on it.
Doing things like Zumba, as an example, is that a class that most people take 3 times a week or is it 2 times a week? What would that be?
It's usually 2 times a week. It's one of the more strenuous classes. It requires more recovery time. It's not what you think of as a young person Zumba. It's definitely age-appropriate. But it is an hour of moving
quickly.
And then the loss of a spouse. I would imagine that's one of those things that unfortunately you do see fairly often at St. Clair. And that being said, is depression the number one issue that people face day in and day out? Or is there something else that is more common?
We see a lot of folks with depression. And yes, loss of a spouse is definitely such a major change, because you're at this point in your life, you've probably been with that person many, many years.
Yeah.
And that just changes everything. And that is why we have such a wonderful widow and widowers support group. And that group is amazing. They go out to lunch together and they do different things. But yeah, we see some depression, anxiety, and not just from loss, but just from the state of our world. I think all of us have a little bit of that. So again, we want to be able to help people to get a hold on ways that you can help yourself.
The state of our world has changed greatly.
Oh my goodness.
We're pretty much out of time. I didn't realize we only have 2 minutes left. I still have to go to a commercial break. But that being said, how can people learn more? What's that first step?
You just check us out. You can either physically come to St. Clair's. The address is 325 St. Clair Street. You can look on the website, Parks and Rec. And I believe we even have a Facebook page. So if you're interested in St. Clair Senior Center, we're easy to find information about.
Sounds good. Well, thank you both for joining us.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for letting us come and talk.
Definitely. Again, been talking about the St. Clair Street Senior Center, which is under the Murfreesboro Parks and Rec.
America's Thrift Stores is now open at the corner of Middle Tennessee and MLK Junior Boulevard. Whether you're thrifting for a one-of-a-kind statement piece, name brand jeans, or just browsing for the thrill of the find, America's Thrift offers unbeatable value with prices up to 70% off retail. Don't miss the deals. Don't miss the fun. Come celebrate the grand opening of America's Thrift Stores in Murfreesboro. Visit americasthrift.com/Murfreesboro for all the details.
Hi, my name is Diane Davenport. There are many reasons why I love Adams Place. The food, of course, is wonderful. It really is. We have a menu, but if there's something that you really don't care for, there is an alternate menu. You know, you can get anything that you really like. I often get salmon.
This is Terry Deal. Come tour Adams Place and discover living a dream in your senior years on Memorial across from Walmart. 615-904-9111.